abril. Jasper says he was buried in the cemetery here on the plantation. I said, do you know where that is? He said, yes. He says, my grandparents are buried there too. And so we went on down the road and turned off. And it was all grown up pine trees, just regular woods. But once in a while, you could see a piece of concrete that had been a grave, you know. And you could tell that it was once a cemetery. And the pine trees had grown right up through the graves and everything. And so he first carried us to his grandparents' grave, you know. And then he says, now, that was in the back of the cemetery. He says, now, Mr. Brinkley and his wife, Miss Margaret, he said, they buried up here in the center of the cemetery. And all their little children that died is buried around them. But there was no sign, there was no marker, not anything. But he pointed out the spot in the center of what was the plantation cemetery. And I would like so much to have that place marked with a D.A.R. marker, you know, Revolutionary Ancestor, like we did Charles Griffiths in Guess Mill Pond. But I thought that was just a pure streak of luck that I stopped at a stoplight, and this old man, he had on an overcoat, he was clean, nicely dressed, and very courteous. And when he'd speak, he'd bow. So and I was very pleased to get that much on him.
And that was right outside of Barnwell?
Yes. 4 or 5 miles or something like that. And he said the road is paved now, but he says this used to be a stagecoach road. And says Mr. Brinkley kept a corral down here, or stables, for him to change horses off down from the house, you know, a piece. And they would stop there and wait for the coachman to change horses. Go on. And the house was, he said, a double pen, they called them in those days. Two-story double pen house. In fact, there was a porch across the front and an open hallway and a room on this side and a room on this side of the hall. Then in back of that was another one and another one here. Then you went up the stairs in the open hallway. Imagine having to go up there. No closets, no bathrooms anywhere. And then there was 4 big rooms upstairs, you know. And evidently had quite a large family. But I found no record of his children at all. But Duvon Corbett, a distant cousin, he's Dr. Duvon, he's a professor at Asbury College in Kentucky. He had traced it some way that as far back as Isom out at Fender Cemetery. And he says, I know that Isom Daddy was Brinkley Corbett, but I cannot find Brinkley Corbett. And that's when, but he says, I think it's in Barnwell, in South Carolina someplace. And so folks Huckford advised me to go to Barnwell, because that was Brinkley Corbett he knew came from Barnwell District, it was then, later City of Barnesville. And look in the records, he had not looked it up. And so I did, and found Brinkley there, and his dates, and his wife, they called her just my wife, Margaret. They never gave her last name. That's why I don't have it on the records. It wasn't there. And so when I got that, and I mailed what I found, the dates to Duvon in Kentucky, and he was so pleased, he says, that links up the Corbetts, see now, to Isom, to Martin, to Newsom. And I know that Duvon's great-grandfather was a brother to Isom, because his grandfather out at Mud Creek is named Newsom. my daddy was named for Uncle Newsom. And Duvon's daddy was named Martin for my granddaddy, Martin Corbett. I'll get you so confused.
That's right.
You'll never in the world understand it all. And I'm just thankful that I have sense enough to remember these things, you know, that have been told me over the years. And I'm very anxious for you young people to get it down, because I believe I'm about the last one that's able to remember.
I think you are.
Yes.